about to go somewhere odd now. Time's horizon, elevation starts to drop down. A little secret, don't kiss and tell, you're so bad. I'll probably see you in hell. Welcome to hell, baby. This is podcast hell.
A bunch of my stuff on YouTube got taken down. I had like mountain biking and kayaking and rock climbing videos. They got taken down because I didn't have rights to the songs. So like went on not that long ago to like watch some of the old film.
Oh, it's like you going over a waterfall to yesterday. Yesterday.
Love was such an easy. No, it's more like pop songs.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
You definitely can't do that.
Years ago, yeah. This is like a decade ago now. You definitely could.
Did you back up the videos?
I have all the footage. You know, mom told me to get an external hard drive. So I've stored all the raw footage of me doing like the Mexico stuff and all that, just like externally. So I have that somewhere.
You could. So I would let you borrow mine, but I have like rights to this site that has all this royalty free music, and you could like repost your stuff with like. You just type in like upbeat rock, and instead of like U2's "It's a Beautiful Day," it would be like "It's a Glorious Afternoon." Like they just change it a little bit. It's all the same, but it's also when I'm on that site, like the royalty free music, every commercial is using the songs that I use. It's weird. Like once you're like, oh yeah, I found this song. It's great. It works for my blah blah blah. Then you turn
you're
on the TV,
it
you see it everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, and like $1 billion, like Snickers commercials during the Super Bowl has like the same thing I have for my news updates on my old podcast. It's weird.
Makes sense though.
Well, it seems like they should be able to afford
the nice stuff.
Yeah. Like why couldn't
just pay Taylor Swift to sing us
a
limerick?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Are you recovered from your bad mood or are you still are you coming out from it?
I think I recovered a while ago. I actually recovered during dinner.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 You're in a fucking clanker.
I was spicy.
I was a little spicy. I was like trying to give you a little butt tap because I was excited on something that I had happened.
Said, don't touch
you
me.
You said, don't touch me.
Yeah.
Don't touch me. Don't tap my butt.
Yeah.
Don't tap my butt. That's what you said.
Yeah, no. Bad work day. So
bad work day.
Carries in a little bit. Or carried on past the work day.
I had a good work day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which was almost more infuriating.
Yeah, it is.
I'm sitting over here like trying to decompress. Eric's like, yeah, let's go. And I'm like, get out of my face.
I have a job that's like a very muted version of Wolf of Wall Street. You know, like the all those sales scenes from Wolf of Wall Street. Have you seen that movie?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen it till like 2 months
ago. It's a heavy comparison, but you did say something muted.
What do you mean?
I was like, you know, Wolf of Wall Street's, you know, and I know the job you have.
Yeah, I'm not like throwing like a I'm not like putting a little person in a bowling ball and rolling them towards strippers. Like
I'm not blowing an eight ball. It's just a gram a day. That's all it is.
Do you blow an eight ball?
I mean,
I don't think you blow an eight ball. I think you. Isn't that like the nose candy?
Yeah.
Mom, is an eight ball cocaine?
Have you ever seen the movie Blow?
Yeah, I've seen the movie Blow.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, you're like, oh, who's, maybe.
Is Johnny Depp in that movie?
How are you using my character? Long hair.
Is it Sofia Vergara?
No.
That's the gal?
Cruz. Penelope Cruz.
Oh, yeah. She's hot.
Yeah, they do a great job in that movie.
I think she dated, didn't she date Tom Cruise for a little bit? Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wacko.
I don't think too many of Tom Cruise's exes have great things to say. They're either like, they have bad things to say, or they're very quiet about
it. I love Tom Cruise's movies.
Of course.
Mom doesn't like watching his movies.
We got to stop referencing mom unless she's going to hop on. You going to do it? You going to come on?
She's not.
Are you scared? Are you scared? It's okay. Mom's scared. Mom's scared. Let's stop referencing her.
I won't stop.
No. It's because it's bad. It's bad podcasting.
I'll stop.
It's for all the listeners at home. My mom is right off camera, having panic attacks about joining the podcast.
I'm right here.
There she is.
Oh, hi, mom.
Hello.
Off camera, the voice of mom.
The voice of an angel.
Yeah. Here Let's I just, am. We'll just have our conversation, but you can chime in at any point if you want, or you can just hang out.
I'm going to hang. I'm going to listen.
You hang, you listen.
You know, I'm feeling a shift in the tide here.
What's the tide?
Family coming on the podcast. I think that the, like me coming on didn't really change anything.
Didn't no, didn't anything. Move the needle at all.
Didn't move the needle. Listeners, everyone's like, of course Christian would do it with Eric.
Listeners hated right? it.
No, they didn't. They yeah, loved they did. It. Everyone loved it. It was the greatest podcast.
My numbers dropped precipitously.
It was huge. It was the biggest podcast.
yeah.
But now that mom's doing it, guarantee A and S.
A and S.
Are going to be a little, we might little, get, little PB and jealous.
We might get A and S. I don't think we'll get D.
Never.
Never.
Actually,
maybe.
To be honest, if you asked him,
I think he probably would.
I bet he would, and it would be great.
He came on the D came on the old one.
So then he definitely would.
But he did it. He did like a read.
He would try to be really funny.
He
the
tried
whole
to.
Time.
He, well, he tried to be funny on the read, and I was like, read the fucking words I wrote for you, D.
Oh, we were in the Outer Banks.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a great trip.
That was during. That was COVID. COVID.
That
Kobe.
Was your idea.
That was.
You were
was
like,
it.
Let's go somewhere really remote. And lock ourselves in a house for 2 weeks.
Was that my idea that we did that?
No, it might have been Dad's idea. I think you told us you were coming to... It was because of you that we went down, though.
Yeah, that was...
Dad said, Eric's coming to, you know, coming across the country with Liz.
Yeah.
Let's, you know, do something.
That was... Everybody got to meet Gordon for the first time.
An angel.
And we were like, Gordon will just run on the beach, and then he fucking hates the sand. Yeah. He takes two steps and then just immediately turns back.
P word about that. I remember being
you
like,
you can
Gordon,
say pussy on the pod.
He was a pussy for not getting in the sand.
Yeah.
He's like, is he not a dog? I was expecting him to dig and like run his ass off and get the zoomies. No, and he was like,
He's a prince.
Yeah.
He's a prince. He's very funny. We tried to take him to the beach in LA to like go like explore the ocean, you know? But he
wouldn't.
No. He hated it. And he and like but the first time the water hit his paws, he like ran away and then just stared at us like, why would you do that to me? Why? Now my paws are wet. Now I got to walk in the sand. Like he was legitimately perturbed.
Which is also interesting. I'm going back to that vacation where I met Gordon. We also watched the election.
Was the election going on then?
You know it was. We were all in the basement. Do you remember
Oh, that was
there was the pool table and everything. We're all sitting on the couches and we saw Joe Biden beat Donald Trump in the election in the Outer Banks.
Joe Biden came out of his crypt.
And then
remember he was like living in his basement for like,
oh yeah.
Because he's like if, he, if he touches a germ.
He was flattening the curve.
No, if he touches a germ, he'll explode. So they kept him in his basement the whole time. It was like, it was his whole presidential campaign was like, just forget that I'm even here and just watch this dude. And then it was like, it was hilarious, his strategy. And it's, by the way, it's the same strategy now. It's just like, don't ever speak.
Yeah.
Try to never speak.
Get out of your own way.
I feel bad for the guy.
I don't feel bad for him. He's the president of the United States.
Yeah, he's just not, doesn't seem like he's doing that great. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I saw him at, what was it, the, whatever gala that was. The correspondence dinner.
Thank you.
He had a couple good zingers there.
I didn't watch it.
He had a couple good zingers that got me laughing. She laughed too.
He had a couple zingers?
Yeah, he threw some shots at Trump and I actually laughed. It was pretty good.
All right. I gotta check it out.
He was talking about.
Remember Obama?
Can I try to recite it? It was something. No, I can't recite.
Don't repeat. You're gonna repeat a Biden joke?
Yeah, it was funny.
No, okay. Biden jokes.
No Biden jokes.
I'm not even against Biden. I just don't want to like repeat jokes. I mean, I remember Obama had like a line that I thought was funny in one of them. But for the most part, the presidents can't be like they can't go all out.
He didn't.
No.
He definitely did not. He made a slight comment that everyone was like, okay.
Yeah.
Feeling a little spicy.
Yeah.
Sleepy Joe, still awake.
Who are you going to vote for him?
I have no idea.
Who are you thinking?
I have no idea.
Yeah, you lean one way or another?
Of course.
Where's your lean?
Yeah, none of your business. None of your business either.
None of your business. That's good. That's a good policy to have.
Yeah, only
none of your business.
Only my closest circle would really know.
And I don't.
No.
So I'm not in your closest circle? What the fuck? Who's in your circle closer than me?
Well, no, you're in my circle.
So you just don't tell it?
You just asked me the question.
Oh, you don't
with this circle here.
Even to your circle, you don't volunteer it.
It's exactly. Like, yeah. No, look, even in my inner circle, there's some friends that we talk about it and some friends that don't talk about politics at all and wouldn't even know. If you were like, oh, do you know which direction Christian's voting? They'd be like, we've never really talked about it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you've known him since the 8th grade and you never asked? You're like, no.
Let me tell you something. If I get 12 Stellas in you, you're going to be like, I love RFK, man. I love him. I love him. You're just going to be confessing.
There's no confession.
There's no confession.
I feel like a confession is like you've done something wrong.
That's true.
So there's That's no confession. True. Don't feel bad about my opinions.
That's good. I like that.
I just keep them private when they need to be. Sometimes it's divisive.
It is. I wish it wasn't, but it is. There was a time in this country.
Oh my God, you sound so old.
No.
Back in my day.
No.
We used to tell each other everything. We could be ourselves.
No, shut up. Let me just say what I'm going to say. No, back in my day, there was a time in this country where we would ride on horses, and if the horse got tired, you didn't make it to the party. No, I was going to say there was a time in the past where people would know each other for decades and have no idea who they voted for. It was just like,
is that
not
true?
Yeah, like neighbors and stuff. Like, it was just not an important conversation. It was not an important thing to know about someone, is like what their politics were.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Well, people didn't know anything about anything back then. Like, your small little circle was like, took you like 2 weeks to find out there was a wildfire in California if you lived on the East Coast. And like, oh, that's already come and gone.
Yeah.
So.
No, our grandparents didn't know where the sun went at night. there was a different time. Just saying that to annoy mom.
I know.
I'm annoyed.
Yeah, and I just thought of grandpa being really confused.
When you're saying that didn't happen that long ago, is what you're saying.
Where people wouldn't talk about politics and stuff?
Yeah.
What year was that?
70s?
80s.
80s.
Yeah. What band had the number one single when it changed? Was it like Duran Duran?
Maybe.
People were like singing Hungry Like the Wolf and they just went like, you know what? I don't like this Gary Hart. You get that reference.
I do not get that reference.
Gary Hart got in trouble. He was very important because he was the first guy to get in trouble for having sex with someone that wasn't his wife as a politician. It's like he's the first one. Like somebody caught a photo of him. He's like
a pioneer.
Somebody caught a photo of him with this girl on a boat. And he was like, what are you doing taking a photo? And they're like, that's not your wife. And he's like, yeah. Why are you taking a photo? Like, it's just so weird. It was like, they're like, we're going to show people. And like, why? Why would you show somebody? They're like, we're going to. And it just changed out. Now we're all like, I wonder who. But back then, people used to be like, yeah, you know, just, you know, don't tell people.
Yeah.
That was
mind
the
your own business.
People took stuff to the
people
grave.
People were minding their own business more back then.
People minded their own business. And that was good in some ways. And bad
in
ways.
A lot of other yeah. ways.
Bad yeah. in like, you know.
Every bad thing that popped in my head, I don't want to say out loud.
Yeah. Yeah. Bad in some ways.
Yeah, bad.
Good in other ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, society changes.
But like, I'll say I'm a pretty nosy person.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. Like,
I don't think you're nosy with me.
Well, no. With like my neighbors and society.
Okay.
So I lived in an apartment and Aubrey would get really frustrated, but I think she started to enjoy how much fun I was having.
Okay.
Like I had neighbors that would be screaming at other neighbors on like a Saturday night.
I remember this. And we used to look at them.
And they would be like, yeah. You know, I'd tell you the stories. Like, okay, so this lady over here was screaming at this group over here who throws parties. And I just remember the lady who screams at everyone to shut the fuck up. Like every Saturday night, she's yelling in the common courtyard area to everyone to shut the fuck up at like 10 o'clock at night. She ends up being the one that's like obnoxiously loud at 3 o'clock in the morning on her phone, drunk on her patio.
Yeah.
And I had so much fun. The cops come and I'm like shit talking, but like my head's like not out the window, but like to the side of the wall. And I'm like, yeah, lock her up. Like, you can hear like, who said that? Like, it's like that's me, so like two floors up to the right.
You would have, did you ever get into like that when you were living with me in New York? Because you can hear everything your neighbors are doing in New York.
New York is there's so much noise. Like I was in Rockville, so there was not a lot of noise like at
Stop
all.
Stop saying the places that
it's
you live.
Not a big deal. I don't live there.
Rockville, Georgia.
Georgia. Rockville, Georgia.
In New York, when I lived in...
You just said New York.
New York's different. There's 12 million people in New York. There's 13 people in Rockville.
No, there's like 800,000?
There's not 800,000 people in Rockville.
Well, Montgomery County had 800,000 voters, and that was like 40% of the population. I would say there's probably, I would say over 500,000 people in Rockville, Maryland.
You think there's 500,000 people in Rockville?
Yeah.
You think Rockville is 1/24 the size of New York City?
Yes.
Philly has 800,000 people. There's no way Rockville has 500,000 people.
Philly has more than that.
Philly has like less than 1 million people.
No, it doesn't.
I'm making this up.
Yeah.
This is all made up.
I know because we're expanding our business and I know the populations of the major cities. Philadelphia has over 1 million people.
You think Rockville has 800,000?
No, I said, I said 500.
Rockville, Georgia.
Did you say it? You said it.
Say what?
You said the state.
No, I didn't.
You said Georgia because that's where we are.
I didn't say Rockville, Maryland.
If any of you creeps want to come find me.
I was making a point that in New York, when I lived in New York, you could hear everything your neighbors were doing. The walls would be like paper thin in that's your apartment.
I can't stand
and
it.
You could just like, you know every, like I know what every neighbor I liked sexually. You could just, you're going to sleep and like 3 inches from your head, you can hear somebody being like, put the cookies on your tits. Me like cookie. And you're like, okay, great. Cookie monster tit guy lives in apartment 4A. And every time you see him, you have to pretend like you didn't hear it. But like you could hear literally everything. People getting beat.
Even today.
Children being dangled out windows.
We have wild. All this space, right? And I was, you know, peeping on the neighbors because they were hired a tree service company to come cut the trees down, and I watched for like 20 minutes.
You people watched.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to see if they were going to fuck up or something. I was going to call mom and be like, mom, you know what they're doing right now?
That's what I'm saying. Like, when you were in New York, you never just went to a park and just watched people? I did that all the time.
Oh, big people watcher. No, yeah. No, yeah, for sure.
That's what I mean. Like, just that's being a people. That's being a
No, a pet, I think a peep. The difference is like, I was snooping on what they were doing.
You were following them home. And
no,
watching
they're
them, and
they're
watching them change.
But it's like, okay, so let's say they're like building something in their backyard. I'm like, what the fuck are they building? You know, that's different than just watching people to park. Very different. It's like,
yeah,
you're snooping. And neighbors in this town do that.
They snoop.
We were talking about privacy. And in this town, it's like the good, the bad, the privacy, you know, people minding their own business. I feel like there's no business to be minded. Everybody is snooping into everyone's business.
Yeah, no, I
like it.
I know that,
I do it.
I know that for a fact because, like, I know things about people who live in Poolsville.
Oh,
God damn it.
He said it. He'll believe it.
I'll believe
you
it.
You do need to believe that one. I remember it. When I was an idiot. You did it. And you did the bad one. Oh, I said a town that's miles away.
Damn it.
Foolish.
No, we're in a small town that will go unnamed.
Our whole family's livelihood is in jeopardy now because of you.
They don't care. Half the people that watch this live in the town I just said.
Yeah.
No, but like when I'll come home and I know things about people that live in this town. I've never met them, but I know multiple secrets.
Yeah.
Like I know.
You got her there.
I know Sue Star has budding bisexuality. Yeah. Never met her. Don't know her. I know her husband doesn't know, but I know she's hanging out with her high school friends too much. No, like that stuff. Like I this word gets around.
Word gets around in a small town.
In a small town.
Yeah.
A small nameless town. I'm so horrified that I'm the one that did that.
I think it set you up for it.
You think you might have a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. Good job on dinner tonight, by the way.
Thank you.
It was very tasty.
Pork loin, broccoli,
rice,
rice pilaf. White rice.
I had the white rice.
Rice pilaf.
I kept it right.
Why was his rice gluten-free and ours had gluten? What was the gluten in my rice?
You had pilaf. The pilaf is pasta.
Ah, yes.
Had pasta rice.
Got it.
Yours was tasty. And mine was just white rice. Although white rice tasted good with the pork tenderloin cut up. That was good. Not bad.
Yeah.
I did go with some A1. You hate A1. Into the mic.
I hate A1.
What is this what is the A1 hate?
It's vinegar based, and that's just gross for me to put that on meats.
Vinegar on meat is gross.
She also, and I agree with Mom. She cooked it a certain way that it doesn't need.
Yeah. I want my cooking to stand alone by itself.
Yeah, but people
don't need to add sauces after I've created a meat.
People say this a lot where they're like, you know, like a fine chef will be upset that you put ketchup on their food. But it's like, I feel like food is like art. Once you're done with it, once you're done preparing it, it's for people to take in how they want to take it. If I want to take your delicious food and douse it in peasants A1, I'm allowed to do that.
I think you're wrong about the whole art concept there. It's like, you can't just take my piece of art, go home, and look at it in your bedroom. No.
Yeah, I can.
No.
Because it's going to be in this gallery.
It will never be sold and it will be looked at.
what kind of food is like, you can never touch it. You can never eat it. It will never be
I like the restaurants you go to that don't even have salt and pepper on the table because the food has been salted and peppered exactly how it's supposed to be eaten.
That's correct.
I like those restaurants. I like serving food. So I do this thing with Aubrey where sometimes she's like, oh, I'll be like, hey, do you want breakfast? No, I'm okay. I'm not that hungry. You know, I'll probably have a bigger lunch. Yeah. And I'll go, okay, well, I'm making breakfast. So because she's not hungry, what I'll do is I'll take whatever breakfast I make and I'll make her the perfect one bite. It is like the most fun and it comes out looking like incredible. Like whatever I ended up making, she gets the perfect bite of that breakfast. And I think that some restaurants that, you know, put that much energy into their food, you should respect it and not put fucking A1 sauce on it.
Amen.
You've become a real food dork in the last couple of years.
Yeah, but you like to eat it. Everybody likes to eat in the family.
You're just a big dork.
I gotta make the perfect bite, and then when I get a big smile on my face.
I'm telling you. Let me tell you what me and Liz do.
No crust on the brioche. Egg is cut into a perfect square, the same size.
Let me tell you what me and Liz do.
Avocados are cut perfectly and then
squared
off.
Enough. I got it.
Some everything seasoning on top. Oh, this is what he hates.
That's enough. Listen, I'll tell you what me and Liz do. And this is what America does.
Oh.
All right? America, hit me up in the comments if you agree. Me and Liz will prepare dinner, right? Like we had what did we do recently? We did like chicken fingers in the air fryer with, I can't remember what we made with it. Maybe it was like French fries or potatoes, like roasted potatoes. And literally there's two of us, two plates of food. Liz brought out 8 sauces between the two of us. And we used 8 sauces. There was a hot sauce. There was a Chick-fil-A sauce. There was a ketchup. There was a mustard. There was a mayo.
I think that's fine because you're there was eating only dipped food that has no seasoning.
I think it's fine because you also said chicken fingers.
Exactly. That's like kid
food. We made pork loin tonight.
You need ketchup and you need all those
chicken
things.
Fingers and pork loin. What's the difference? An animal had to die.
What's the difference?
Because we seasoned it.
You think a pig is that much better than a chicken?
It was trimmed, right? So I just trimmed the fat off. Right? It was then taken out. It was then seasoned, prepared, brought to room temperature, then grilled at a specific temperature.
You made love to the pig before it was killed just to make sure that it was in a good mental state?
Absolutely.
The endorphins had rushed to its buttocks.
Christian and I had a discussion when he was making it.
Yeah.
And I said, make papa's sauce, which is mustard and a little bit of nutmeg and a little bit of garlic.
It was good.
Right. So it's perfect just that way to add ketchup or
A1 sauce.
It's like you defeat the purpose of what that sauce was supposed to taste like.
Yeah.
You know, and again, it's kind of like art. Yes, we are preparing.
It's like you being like, oh, it would look better with this brushstroke on it.
No, but what
so
if
I paint a whole painting and then you come in here and just throw a piece of red paint on it?
If you, no, it's not like
oh, no, look, the sky's not blue enough.
No, that's not what it is. This is a metaphor. It's if you painted a portrait and said, Eric, this is for you. Put it somewhere in the house where it means something. And I put it over the toilet.
Which
and
is
it
fine.
Had like little sprinkles of my urine on it.
But you didn't change the painting. What I'm saying is if I gave you a painting.
No, I did. I said there's sprinkles of my urine on it.
Urinated on my painting.
I didn't urinate on it. I urinated in the toilet and
a couple little drops. Your analogy is offensive.
So hang on.
So I gave you a painting, then you're pissing on it?
I'm not pissing on the painting. A little bit of piss gets on the painting. That's different.
This is all I'm going to say about this.
Let's hear it.
If you have to take a piece of meat and put A1 sauce on it, you could put a potato and put A1 sauce, and it's going to taste the same. It's going to taste like A1 sauce.
It's going to taste like A1 sauce.
So it doesn't matter what I've done to the meat. You aren't going to taste it anyway.
So the art
you even take
that
a bite,
prepared for you,
you put it in A1 sauce.
It's thrown out the window.
It doesn't matter. You could eat a sock with A1 sauce, and it would taste like A1 sauce.
Yeah, you're both food dorks. That's the problem. I'm outnumbered on this podcast.
I'm looking up to heaven. My dad is crying right now.
No, he's happy he has me. It's okay, Papa.
No, Grandpa was a fan of me.
He was not a fan of A1 sauce.
Well, he's not a fan. Although he's not. I'm not A1 sauce. It's
our,
one thing we would disagree on.
Our grandfather
on.
Was a butcher, by the way. R.I.P. Yeah.
Grandpa. Yes, he was a butcher.
I was telling a story about what it was like having Grandpa come pick me up. When mom was working, she'd ask Grandpa to come pick me up, and he'd come from work. And he one time came to pick me up from soccer practice, like covered in blood. He didn't like finish washing his hands. He like took the apron off in the car, comes out, and he's got it all over him. People were just kind of like, oh my God, I'm like, Grandpa, that's so embarrassing. Nobody knows that you're a butcher.
People probably wouldn't want to mess with him.
Because he's, New York would be a good.
Covered in blood.
Just wear the bloody apron home.
Yeah, but
New York.
He was also like such like a, almost like a Pixar character guy, Grandpa. He's a little guy with the thick French accent. The covered in blood doesn't match everything else. Like,
right.
To us it does because we knew he was a butcher and we saw him at the French market. But to somebody else, if you just heard like the, oh, zut alors, you turn around, you see a man covered in blood. That's just not, I don't think that's the actual, a man covered in blood should have like face tattoos.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Oh, have you watched the Unlocked on Netflix?
No. Show? Documentary?
It's a show where they let the prisoners, instead of like
I did see that.
Did you watch it?
Yes.
So instead of like being locked up 23 hours a day and only out for 1 hour, they just let them out and they kind of.
No guards.
They kind of, no guards. They just run their own prison for a little bit.
There's countries that do that. Or is this in another country in the United States?
In Europe they do it. But in Europe they're used to it.
Well, I saw a interview with a guy who was locked up in Chile and it was like that. Well, yeah, the guards are on the outside.
Yep. This was a test program here in America.
Okay, so that's
in
new
one
here.
Prison.
Yeah.
How did that go?
They beat the fuck out of each other. It's just like hand meet face. It's just people getting the crap kicked out of them. I mean, it is like there are like some
are some rules they develop.
There's some rules and like there's a couple people who seem to have genuine changes. But then there's the people who like
a sense of community.
A little bit, yeah. I'd say towards the end. Mm-hmm. But it's still...
But does it just, like, reinforce, like, it's still gangs?
No, I don't think the... There's one instance of that happening, but it's at the very end when, like, new people come into the cell block, and then they can't... They're like, how do we bring in new people into this thing we have? Mm-hmm. You know?
We just found peace in this.
Yeah, like, once you... It's like anything. Like, you introduce a new chemical there to a, you know, equation, there's going to be a... unintended consequence, always,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So that kind of happens at the end. I mean, I guess I think in the end they, like, decide to keep doing it. I looked up on it afterwards. The guy that did it, he's like a liberal sheriff. Obviously, a conservative wouldn't do that. He's like a liberal sheriff in Arkansas. And apparently he didn't get approval to do it. So he's out of there. He's going to get...
It's a real wild card right there.
He's about to lose his next election. But I did think it was kind of cool. I'm not, like, against it. Like, I don't... But I also think, like, I would not want to be in the experiment first. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
Like, Saving Private Ryan. Like, you don't want to be the first guy out.
I feel like that situation would make me worse if I was in prison.
Man, you would do... I think you would do shockingly well in prison.
I would do bad things.
I think you'd do bad things.
Yeah. To survive, you know, I'm a good person.
I think it worked in that it gave them freedoms that they didn't have.
And well,
they liked it. They liked and it
the,
and it
They liked
it
the helped. Freedoms.
They did.
The one guy at the end seemed like that's out at the end.
Yeah.
Seems like he's made some changes. Yeah. But then there's the guys that are like, I'm changing, man. Today's a new leaf. And then, like, they're like, a week later, he drowned a family in a lake, like, or whatever. Like, they just go right back to being complete psychos on the outside.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought it was, fascinating.
Mm-hmm. It was.
I don't know. I can never go to prison. I would not do well in prison. I would just go in there. It would just be immediately bidding war.
Oh God!
So I would get sold for a pack of cigarettes and Fritos pretty quickly.
I would be like plotting my strategy to climb the pyramid of the prison.
Yeah,
how do I gain more power?
I mean, you got to join a gang. There's only one. Well, you could maybe join the Latin Kings.
Oh, quarter Mexican.
You could maybe be able to pull that.
Un poquito español.
You might be able to say
just a little bit Spanish.
You go MS-13 in there.
Okay.
I mean, it's either that or white power. which one of those two? I don't know.
Who has more people?
It's probably the Latinos.
Oh.
Maybe you go MS-13. That's nice. I hadn't even thought about that as an option.
You would have
myself.
To join. I don't know if they'd take you.
Why would they take me?
Blue eyes.
Be like, gay? Gay? No, I don't know. Maybe I get away with it. I don't know.
Well, I got to check this show out. So it's a documentary.
Yeah, but it's... Yes, it is.
It's a docuseries. Mm-hmm. It's a docuseries.
To me, it's not a documentary unless it's like 13 episodes long. And it's Ken Burns, and it's boring as shit.
Stop.
If it's like all these documentaries on Netflix, they're not real documentaries. It's entertainment.
How?
Like, I watched Making a Murderer, and they're like, oh my God.
So you're saying the documentary can't be entertaining?
No, it's Ken Burns talking about baseball for fucking 15 hours, and you're just like,
I don't think
that's how it works. That, to me, in my day, there was a time in this country where documentaries were boring as shit, and it was just straight facts. And
docuseries.
So a docuseries is different. It's more of a story.
Yes.
And they have an idea of where they want it to go. But there are cameras and they're looking at the prisoners all the time. And
Jane Goodall.
I like how
Jane Goodall living with the apes. Okay, that's a documentary. She lived there for 20 years. By the end, she's whipping poop at people.
He throws names out like Dad does.
Jane Goodall?
But you threw a couple other names out there. The guy that does documentaries.
Ken Burns.
Yeah, so he threw Ken Burns at me like I knew who Ken Burns was.
Well, I know
and then
Ken
and
you
then,
don't know who Ken Burns was?
I do, because I make videos.
Yeah.
You do the Ken Burns?
Yeah.
You throw names out of old people like people like myself would know and continue the conversation as if everybody is aware of who these people are.
I don't
think
Ken Burns
that
is that.
That is a funny trait that you have from Dad.
I don't think that's that. Me, I don't know.
You've done it. I think you should just
know who Ken Burns is. That's what I think.
You've done videos. You know what Ken Burns is.
You know who
is.
Ken Burns
does
is.
Does transitions.
Yeah.
Is Ken Burns old?
He's probably like 60.
Is that old?
No.
I mean, no. It's
and that's young. Anything under 95 is young, in my opinion. No, Ken Burns has some great documentaries. He did the Vietnam War.
Oh, God, Eric.
He did baseball. He did Corsage. He has a 20-hour special on Corsage.
I don't even know what Corsage is.
I don't even know either.
You made that up.
No, Corsage is a real thing.
What is it?
I actually meant to say cross stitch, but I said corsage instead.
Well, cross stitch and corsage
are corsage is a thing that you give.
No, that's not. That's a corsage.
That's a corsage. What is corsage?
It's nothing.
No, corsage has to be something.
It's nothing.
It has to be something. Not a word. Mom, if you're not going to be on camera, you got to be Googling stuff. Or don't. I'm just kidding. It's fine. We just won't know. But I'm going to maintain that corsage means something. It probably does.
Aubrey was a good Googler.
Aubrey was a great Googler.
The Rockville apartment.
And you were like, why don't we get Aubrey to just do this every time? I was like, because she would hate you in a month.
No.
Nobody wants to just sit off camera.
I've only done 3 podcasts. No, she loved it last time. She said she did. Because she doesn't want to be on camera like Mimi. Mm-hmm.
So we got to get an off camera. I got to get an off camera producer.
I can be your...
I don't want
fact checker.
I actually don't want fact checkers on the podcast.
You need it though.
I've said this before.
When I'm listening to your podcast, all I'm doing is trying to correct you.
No. Listen.
Yes.
Listen.
Mom quote of the night.
Enough.
I'm listening to your podcast and all I'm doing is trying to correct you.
Oh my God. Listen. Let me tell you this.
Ooh.
Okay. The people fact check us.
Oh.
The people are smart. They know what's right from wrong. They can make that decision for themselves.
Right. Half of you get all of your facts from Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram. I don't think any of you know what's going on.
That's true. Well, you don't know who Ken Burns is, so I don't think you get to go too hard on
him. I also have no idea what's going on. I watch HBO Max in the morning. There's a woman that comes on and tells me the 5 things I need to know today.
Is that true?
It's a fact, yes, that I watch. You should check it out tomorrow morning. HBO Max, log on, and it will talk about worldly events. And there's the 5 things you need to know today. So you're like somebody once said, it was like, if you watch the news, you're misinformed. If you don't watch the news, you're uninformed. So either way, you're fucked.
Yeah.
So I pick her. She tells me 5 things.
I just like, I'm at work because I start work at 6:30 in the morning because we're on East Coast time. And Liz will, like, the bathroom's next to my office. So Liz will come in to take a dump, whatever she's doing in the morning.
Use the bathroom.
Yeah, use the bathroom. Shit. So Liz is in the bathroom, and she'll have her news on, like on her podcast, and I'll just listen to that through the wall, and that'll be my update. I'll just like through muffled sound, and
I'm Liz, and you're Aubrey. She gets all of her news from me. I really just watch the news to get the weather report because I'm obsessed with the weather. I like knowing what's going on with the weather.
Wait. Obsessed with the weather. Your weather or anybody's weather?
All the weather. Because the tornado's happening in the Midwest. Louisiana right now has got a massive storm front. Looking at tornadoes all over Louisiana and parts of Texas today because I watched the news this morning.
Yeah.
So when I wake up tomorrow, I'm anticipating checking in on all the carnage and the god damage happening in the Midwest.
That story's not getting told.
That's all right.
But there's
I can throw a little reference in there for the family members.
It's a little reference.
You acknowledged it. Didn't need to.
That's true. I actually sometimes it's good for me to know what's going on in the world with weather, in the country at least, because I will call people all day from all around the country.
It's good to know what they're going through.
And I can be like, hey, how about that cold front out there in Oklahoma?
Because it really is like a great thing to talk about with people. I'm being honest. It's like the right icebreaker.
I don't like talking about it with people, but it's a good icebreaker on the phone.
It is. It's a great one.
I would never
We're both in sales.
I would never talk to you and be like, I've never called you once and been like, how's the weather?
Well, you should sit in this living room when Teddy, Jim are in here.
Teddy loves the weather. The weather.
I love the weather too.
I mean,
he's fascinated with it. There's nothing wrong with that.
We should say tea.
Mom, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's something wrong with it.
Anna, 12 hours to go see Eclipse.
Not A. It's T and A. do they know that their names are DNA?
Well, I'm sure they do. Yeah, well.
No, yeah, he loves weather. He can't get enough of it.
Jim, too. Jim's got, like, weather gauges and stuff.
I really don't care. Like, I don't even care enough to plan for my own trips where I'm going.
No, but how many...
I won't bring clothes.
Exactly. How many times have
you... Exactly.
How many times have you been stuck in the rain not wearing a raincoat or an umbrella?
Many times.
Okay, wait. How many times have you gone to a place that was way colder than you were anticipating?
Two days ago.
How many times
got off the plane in shorts and it was 50 degrees.
I wasn't cold.
It was 50 degrees.
I run hot.
Mom is wide-eyed right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't have that happen. And it's probably because I cared about weather because I was outdoorsy. The weather beats the, like I always told people, it's like Mother Nature is unforgiving. And if you're not prepared for it, that's the thing that'll like destroy you. It's not the rock climbing or the mountain biking. It's you get cold, you're wearing cotton, your day is ruined.
Mother Nature is unforgiving unless there's a house. Then it's fine. Then you just go in the house. And it's like Mother Nature was never even there. You know what I mean?
Do you just stay in the house all day?
Yeah,
me too. I hate it.
I like almost
that's why I like
never,
weather so much. It's like the entertainment for the day. Like, what's happening in the outside world?
There's days where I take Gordon out for his like nighttime walk at 9 a.m. I'm like, this is my first time outside the house. I'm gonna get better at it. I'm doing soft 75.
What's soft 75?
Well, I'll quote my friend Rob when I told him I'm doing soft 75.
Rob Stern?
Yeah.
Big fan.
He said, that sounds like an old guy that can't get it up to fuck his wife. But soft 75 is not that. It is a workout regimen where you work out 6 times a day for 45 minutes. No.
Jesus.
No, 6 times a week. 6 days a week.
For 45 minutes?
For 45 minutes with one day off. You have to drink 3 liters of water every day. You have to read 10 pages of a book. It's for women.
This is ridiculous.
And you have to like eat healthy. And you do that for 75 days. Now, soft 75 is a softer version of hard 75. And hard 75 is you have to work out twice a day, every day, for 75 days. It's 45 minutes, and the workouts have to be separated by 3 hours. You can't do an hour and a half workout. So you got to work out twice a day, every day. You have to drink a gallon of water. You have to stick to a strict diet. And you take photos of yourself every day to see your body change.
Sounds like a little like V-shred.
It's a little like me. I don't know what V-shred is.
It's very similar.
It's like that.
Yeah. 75 Hard is like, it was created by, I think, a Marine.
Yeah, this guy's.
This
like
Marine that. He was kicked out of the Marines, though.
I guess I kind of have done that. I don't follow programs, but like when I want to get into shape, I can do it pretty damn fast.
Yeah.
It's like a light switch and my head goes off and there's just one direction.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was like a time period I was working out twice a day, 6 days a week, no problem.
It's not a light switch for me. It's more like inventing electricity to get healthy. It's more like, how do you invent light and then turning that on?
Yeah.
But I think soft 75 will be good. I'm humiliated that it's called soft 75. I demand they change the name. I think it's intentionally an emasculating name so that they guilt you into doing hard 75. But my thing's like, I'll go soft up top and then I'll go hard later, you know?
Start soft.
I'll do a soft 75. Wait a couple months, and then maybe New Year's, 2025, I hit hard 75. And then there's hardest 75.
Here's the joke.
Being an asshole? I can't.
Spit it out.
I don't even have anything. There's hardest 75 where you murder your brother for ruining the podcast.
Your bit.
Boy, we've got 47 minutes left.
So I wanted to ask you this. Are you guys excited to go to your comedy show together?
That'd be fun.
It will be.
A little road trip?
Yeah.
Road trip.
Now, by the time this comes out, the show will have already happened. That's not true.
Yeah, it's
coming out tomorrow.
Yeah, and you're road tripping.
Yeah, we're road tripping on Friday.
Right. Yeah.
Me and mom.
So 5 hours each way?
How long? It's like 4.5, I think.
No, I looked it up. It's 5.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 5 hours on Friday, doing the show.
I'm going to come back Saturday morning.
No. I'm not coming back Saturday morning. She is.
He's staying.
Also, when we get there, I'm going to have to.
He stays till Sunday and he flies back.
We're gone Friday.
What do you mean?
You leave Friday when?
Early.
In the morning.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty early.
Oh, whenever. I don't care.
Yeah, probably like 9.
After traffic.
What time is after traffic?
9.
9. Okay. Yeah, I leave at 9. And then I want to memorize my jokes. I never do 45 minutes. I headline very rarely. So it's kind of a big deal to get to do that.
You should do it in the car with me.
No. I'll do it in the hotel room after we get to North Carolina.
That's funny.
Yeah.
What was the last time you guys went on a road trip together?
I don't know.
Let's seriously think if you can even pull it out of your hat.
Last time we went on a road trip together?
Well, we took a road trip
York doesn't count. Here to New York does not count. Has to be more than 3 hours.
I mean, we went on the bus up to New York a couple of times.
Yeah, that's not a road trip, though. We did... maybe like you took me to the beach, but that's like 2.5 hours.
That's a road trip, a little bit.
That's how long it's been. Hope you guys enjoy it. Mom's great in the car.
Yeah, we'll have fun.
As long as Eric's not driving.
Yeah, as long as she's
even
driving.
Even yesterday, I drove with her for a second, and I was like a couple times.
You were driving?
I was driving. She was like,
what were you doing in the car with him?
I don't know.
I wanted him to drive the new car.
She said it so nonchalantly. We were leaving Carrabba's. She was like, you drive. I was like, what?
She was like,
you drive. And I drove.
How'd you do? How did I do?
Not well. Even like there was a couple times where you were like, speed limit's 50. I'm like.
Because he was going 30.
No, I was not going 30.
You grandpa.
He was going so slow.
Oh my God.
Because he was talking. And he was just going super slow.
I was not going, first off, I was not going 30.
You were.
I was going, I was going 43, and it was as the speed limit was changing to 50, because it has it right there in the, she just exaggerates it.
Talladega Nights is popping in my head where Will Ferrell's like, are those the other drivers?
No. It's such crap.
I wasn't that bad.
You weren't that bad, but you weren't that great.
Okay.
You don't like A1 sauce on your steak? I don't like mom in the passenger seat when I'm driving. She gives me shit. And by the way, I don't know what this is. Never, maybe it's because I don't drive people around that much. I've never had people comment on my driving except for mom, Stephanie, and Cody in LA. They're like, oh, it's getting a little bumpy back here. I'm like, shut up. I don't like people telling me how I drive. You want to walk? There's a side of the highway if you want to walk.
I will drive.
Mom, quick game. Rank your children by best driver to worst driver. Go.
Let's just think about this for a second. How many of your kids have had zero car accidents?
So
zero car accidents.
Rank your kids driving from first to last.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, she's not playing.
We'll rank them.
Okay, me first.
No, you last.
You second. Anna third. Stephanie.
Let's base this off of accidents. Yeah. Let's go.
You last.
No.
Then Stephanie. No. Then no. Anna. Then me.
No.
I'm best.
No,
I'm best by every metric. No tickets, no accidents.
He drives 35 miles an hour.
And you know what? Everybody is alive and there's no tickets. It's not mom like getting sassy with a cop with 4 kids in the car.
I didn't get sassy. I cried.
You got sassy too. I don't know what it is, but the cops didn't want.
I'm pretty sure I was hiding in the back.
It was crazy.
Covered with suitcases. You guys threw a blanket over me.
I don't think
there was enough space for all of us to be in the back seat. So you guys would convince me to get up on the suitcases, but then we got pulled over. So mom realized, she saw me in the rearview mirror, that I was not seatbelted into a seat. So she was like, someone threw a blanket over Christian and I just laid flat.
I remember one time I was in the back seat of the Jeep For like a full trip.
9 hours, all of us, and that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, was it you or was it me?
No, we were all, I was in the suitcases.
Oh, you were in the suitcases. I've been in the suitcases too,
though. It was
the four
of us trying to sit in the three seats.
Yeah.
Miserable. So then you guys pushed me up into the small space.
Man, that Jeep had so many, I like, Dad was always like, I gave you a car. I'm like, that car was run into.
You got the only car.
I got the only car. Here's the thing. I'm not hating on it too, but it was that thing where he would be like.
You loved that Jeep too.
Of course I loved the Jeep. But it was also like if I had gone to just buy a car like the Jeep, it would have been like $3,000. That car had almost 200,000 miles when I got
Probably. We took it to Vermont a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
That car had so many miles. By the time I got rid of it or destroyed it, let's say destroyed it.
You just rode it to death.
Just rode it.
You just rode it right into the sunset. Yeah.
You couldn't take a left.
You couldn't make left-hand turns with the car.
Yeah, E's car couldn't turn left. The battery would like shut off.
Yeah, it was a problem with the gas gauge.
Right. Like, you start to turn, the gas shifts one direction.
And then the car thought there was no gas, and it would just turn off. I remember one time I was driving.
They like pump the gas.
I remember one time I was driving all of you, and the car, it was the first time the car had stopped working with the girls in it. So they're, of course, they're just screaming like someone just chopped your head off. And so we pull off to the side of the road, and I'm like, I just go into the first house to like, can I use your phone? And it was the grandparents of my girlfriend in eighth grade. I saw a big photo of her, and I was like, I dated your granddaughter. And I dated, like, you know, goofy eighth grade girlfriend. Eighth grade
stuff.
Yeah, embarrassingly not dated is what I would say. Maybe grazed her hand once with my finger.
You guys were pen pals?
No, we were just, I just thought she was hot.
What school were you in there? Was that?
That would have been OLGC.
OLGC.
Our Lady of Good Counsel. Mm-hmm. Oops. There's another one. Whatever. Now, I don't live there now.
Now they'll find Dad.
You mean D.
Yeah, D. You'll find the D.
I'm just leaving breadcrumbs everywhere. No, you're giving me shit. The last time you were on this podcast, I was like, don't say anybody's name. And you were like,
first off, you never
every
said,
single person.
You never,
yes, I did.
No,
yes,
you
I,
did.
You
no.
named off all the
there
cousins.
There's no documentation of him ever saying that to me.
No, I just said it like I thought you were a human being and you were listening.
You said it after I was saying names, and then I stopped saying names. Now I say names. So that seems to be my bit.
That's your bit?
Yeah, because now you have to bleep out all the names. And it's more
an annoying bit because I'm already very busy and I don't like having to go through the podcast to listen to when you
say someone's
name.
The one story you posted where I was like riddling names off, I was like even using my fingers to count and I was saying names like ding, ding, ding.
And at the end, I'm like, you're saying a lot of names.
Yeah.
That was fun. You're a good podcast guest.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I enjoy this. This is fun. To be honest, I've always felt like we were just talking.
That is what it is.
Yeah, we're just hanging out.
And some people really can't wrap their minds around that. Like they get like, they think they need to either prepare for it or they're like, what kind of topics do you cover? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. Relax.
Yeah, I don't know. We could talk about the debt ceiling. We could talk about the Black Little Mermaid. Who knows what we'll talk about? We could talk about any given thing on a podcast.
A1 sauce came up today.
A1 sauce came up. But it's like whatever comes up is what comes up. You just fucking ride the wave. Some people don't want to ride the wave.
Yeah.
They want to know what the wave brings.
Well, like that was the concept of improv.
Yes.
Just riding the wave.
The other concept of improv was wasting your 20s. That was another big.
Yeah, Mom. I loved improv. I loved it. It was very positive.
It is very positive.
And I love the yes and. It's a great way to go through life in a positive way. I think it's wonderful.
It is. They made a movie about it.
You know, Eric had me do an improv class. I was in it for like 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Was 4 weeks make sense?
It was a level zero.
Did you ever do a show?
It was a level zero. Yeah. You know, at the graduating. Like the last class, we went to the studio.
Well, you did a jam.
We did a jam. That's what we did.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there was people. Like, we were doing improv in front of strangers now.
Yeah.
That was cool.
I remember Christian having a lot of confidence for having done it for 4 weeks. That's my memory from it, is him talking about it and me being like, you took a level zero class. He'd be like, you know what, here's the thing you got to know, Eric. Like, he was like telling me how to do it. Like,
she sees it. She knows.
She's like fucking bossing me around about improv.
You used to teach it.
Yeah, I was literally teaching class while you were in your class.
I have, there's a couple things that are, you know, wrong with me. One of them is like annoyingly optimistic. Like, that's like ridiculously annoying for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I have like an unrealistic expectation of my abilities.
Yeah.
I honestly am like, I told her the other day, I was like, if I wanted to be an astronaut, I could be an astronaut. Like anybody could be an astronaut. Like, I could be an astronaut. Like, Joe Schmo over here was an astronaut. God. Like,
you are.
Dedicate right amount of schooling. You know, I do this. I could be an astronaut, you know. If I started a little bit younger,
that's
like,
one of the dumbest things you've ever
if
said.
If I wanted to be Michelin starred chef, I could be a Michelin. Yeah.
Do you know?
No, but it's so great just believing I could do absolutely.
But you don't
anything.
Actually believe you could be an astronaut.
No, that's what I'm saying is wrong, is that I actually think I could.
Christian,
do
we got to talk.
No, but what I'm saying is an astronaut is somebody that goes to space. And you're saying I can never go to space?
No. I'm not saying you can never go to space. Someone could tie you to a space shuttle and launch you into space. To be an astronaut, you have to be like, it's like the top 0.0001% of West Point. It's like impossible. The greatest people in the world don't make it into space. There's been like 30 astronauts.
So if you go into space, like as a civilian, you're saying they're not astronauts.
Not sure. William Shatner's an astronaut because they shot him into space.
But he is.
He looked at the planet. He shit his pants and they took him back down.
But he is. And what I'm saying
he's not really.
He is an astronaut. He went into outer space.
No.
So what do you call those people then?
No, to be in,
when
to,
somebody travels, okay? So like there's words for people that travel by sea, as there are pilots that travel by air.
Yeah.
So what do you call somebody that's a civilian that goes into space?
You call them
that's what I
tell you what you call them. You call them the bitch in the back seat. They're not doing shit.
No, that's what I'm saying I could be. I could be somebody that goes into outer space.
Oh, I could do that
I'm
too.
Not saying I'm going to work for NASA.
Okay.
I'm just saying you're saying you could go to outer space.
Yes.
I'm firm belief. I'm like, oh yeah, me in my life, yeah, I'm gonna be an astronaut.
I think in our lives we'll set up a colony.
I categorize it as astronaut. If you're a human going into outer space, you're an astronaut. You're categorizing it as working for NASA. If we level it there, I'm saying in my lifetime, I'm gonna be an astronaut. I'm gonna go into space.
Okay. Well, sure, maybe. I mean, it's only going to get more and more feasible as we get older.
That's what I. That's
by the time
why.
By the time you're
now on my path, which is like the more you start talking like me,
you just said,
the more you can start to feel like, oh, you know what, God. If I hit this, and you know, the longer we go, like there's all these like individual flights that are going out. If we get rich enough, we might be able to afford just to go up there. Hey, a couple more sales. You know, Eric's on his way to booking a trip.
No, look, you don't have to. You don't have to tell me about like having like big dreams, okay? Like the second I started making more than $2,000 a month at my job, I was like, how many times would I have to invest my money over and double it to own the Eagles? I think I need like 20 straight investments of seeing your money back double every month to get there. So I'm all with you on big dreams.
That wasn't a big dream. That was a small dream.
To own the Eagles?
Yeah, but the way you got there was small. That was small-minded.
Small-minded.
Because you told yourself how improbable it was you went towards the dream.
This is the dumbest conversation I've ever had.
Every time I step towards my dreams, it's getting easier and easier.
No, you just redefined your dream. And I bet when you were originally saying you could be an astronaut, you weren't talking about going into space. You were talking about being one of four.
I
bet that's what you meant.
I agree. That's exactly
he totally meant that, and he walked it back because we're on the podcast.
Yeah. No, I could be an astronaut for NASA.
Oh, he's such a fucking piece of No, you could not, dude.
You cannot.
You guys are wrong.
Go to space. You could go up and go to that level of space and look down at the world, but you cannot be an astronaut.
You know, when people tell me you can't do something,
it'll be true because you can't do it.
Watch me.
No.
Astronaut.
How about climbing Mount Everest? You were going to do that.
I don't really want to summit Everest, But I want to go. I will go. I want to see it. I want to be in the Himalayas. I really don't have a desire to summit Everest. It's like a high level.
Go in that death zone. It's a
high level of suffering.
I could do the basic walk up.
The base camp.
Yeah, I could get to the base camp. I wouldn't want to go up.
Well, the base camp hike is like 2 weeks.
Yeah, but that's like kind of like similar to what we did in.
But you're in massive altitude, taller than any mountain in the United States.
40.
Yeah, you're 40. You're like, you were 18 and you were getting nosebleeds every 5 seconds.
Yeah, I'd probably not be doing yeah, very well.
You would bleed out.
I would die.
Honestly, just the regular hiking is taller than any mountain.
I can't. Okay, you're right. I can't get to Everest Base Camp.
You probably could.
And you cannot be an NASA astronaut.
Well, the whole concept is anybody can do anything. That's the concept.
Can I meet you in the middle on this NASA astronaut thing?
Let's hear it.
I think you could be made a NASA astronaut. I think you would die instantly. The second you have to complete any astronaut task, you would explode. You would Sally ride it into whatever comes next. That's what I think. But I think you could be the astronaut.
I think under pressure, in intense situations, I rise to the occasion.
You would die at the exact same rate as if it was low pressure. You wouldn't know what to do.
The instincts in me click, and all of a sudden I have like the limitless mindset to be the best astronaut there ever was.
Limitless is a movie.
Yes.
It's not real. It's made up.
I used to think
Bradley Cooper also would die as an astronaut, even though he was in Limitless. He would
die.
With
the drug?
No, just the actor.
I'm just saying, if he had the drug, you could do anything.
It's so, you know, Bradley Cooper's on that show inside the actor studio when he's like 20 or something, asking Sean Penn a question.
I've seen that.
There's like a couple people like that where it's like, you go into the audience. It's like
he had a great question too from the like audience. It was a great question.
Yeah.
Can't remember what it was. I just remember thinking, that's a good question.
I wish it was a bad question. I wish he was like, how do you memorize all those words? And he's the greatest actor of all time later.
Is he?
Is Bradley Cooper the greatest actor of all time?
Yeah, that's what you just said.
No, my top three actors, I'd probably go Brando.
Who's Brando?
Marlon Brando.
Don't know him. Again, here he goes.
I'll go Brando.
Old names.
I'll go Brando. I'll go...
Who was the guy that did all the black and white films with no sound?
Charlie Chaplin.
Eric's like, Charlie Chaplin.
Charlie Chaplin was great.
Stop. you have this dad quality. Just say names like generations ago.
What's this?
Yeah.
I said Brando, Charlton Heston, and...
let's say someone of this generation, Eric.
Seal.
Charlton Heston.
Seal is pretty good.
How about Tom Hanks? How about Leonardo DiCaprio?
Leonardo DiCaprio is great.
He only has one Oscar. What about
Denzel.
Robert De Niro.
De Niro's a little overrated, but I'll go Denzel.
Oh, that was rude.
De Niro's a little overrated. Hmm. And also, he's making some of his movies for the last 10 years. He's in The Internship with Anne Hathaway.
I love that movie.
He's in a movie where he's like...
I like Anne Hathaway.
He's in a movie where like he's getting blown characters. By Aubrey Plaza. It's like, what are you doing?
Oh, Bad Grandpa?
What have you done with your money?
Grandpa and I watched that movie together.
Bad Grandpa?
Yeah, he liked it. Grandpa liked it. He thought it was funny. He kind of like hit me at one point and was like, us? And I'm like, yes, I got it.
Us? Like he wanted to have an adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys had adventures.
We did. We got in trouble for those adventures.
That's what an adventure is.
Yeah. Got grandpa.
Very, very rarely do you have a great adventure that doesn't end with consequences. You know, like that's part of it, you know?
I was always like trying to sneak him onto my motorcycle or get him into like college bars.
Yes.
He was lively.
You know, we were writing a script about it.
Right. What happened?
Liz got busy and I'm not a good writer. So it stopped.
First off, you're a great writer. And
thank
everybody
you.
And I everybody agree. Knows that.
Yeah.
An example of that was
Death
the
Liz.
Obituary that you wrote for Jake, our dog.
Oh yeah, that was good.
You are a great writer.
Smash that.
You are a great writer.
Right.
You need still a little bit more positive reinforcement on yourself there, brother.
Yeah, you're a great writer. Always have been.
You're right.
An ode to a spork. I'll never forget it.
Ode to a spork.
Your body doesn't know the difference between the truths you tell about yourself or the lies. Your words are, like, you know, spells. They're casting spells onto your body.
Thanks. Thanks, Oprah.
That wasn't even an Oprah thing.
It sounds like an Oprah thing.
It was a Christian thing.
Sounds more like a TED Talk.
It's a Stedman thing.
Oprah. Oprah's like, and you get a car, and you get a car.
And you get self-esteem. And you get self-esteem. Oprah used Ozempic and lied about it. We'll talk about it next time. We're at the
Ozempic.
Ozempic.
That shit's ridiculous.
It's tough. And the fact that you have to, like, you have to ingest it. You have to, or ingest it. You have to
inject
it into your penis is crazy.
No, you don't.
No.
No, it goes straight into the penis.
It does not.
It's a pill.
It's not. It's an injection, but it's in your stomach.
Yeah. But, or the penis.
There's a family member who gives it.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Really?
Hey, remember,
family discount.
Yeah.
What's going to happen when you.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I said, wouldn't it be. We have a family member who's like doing that now. Wouldn't it be funny if like the next Easter photo we all have all of our faces are just like.
We all look like
an ageless catfish.
It's like everybody and Remy.
We have to stop saying people's names.
No, bleep, bleep.
Yeah.
You've got to bleep them.
I got to bleep them.
Yeah, cut it off at a.
At this point, I'll probably forget to bleep. Might not be a bleep.
Ah, bleep.
Does their mom listen to the podcast?
I didn't even say their name.
That's good.
I'm being good.
Are these shorts too high?
Yeah, you're moose knuckling.
It's a little
late now. I am a little moose knuckle.
Yeah, you're showing a solid moose knuckle.
Brought pants to put on.
No, just I didn't think
they're right there.
I didn't think about it till no. These aren't clothes. These are my t-shirts. I didn't think about it till right now. I've been like showing high thigh on this pod.
Hey, it was like 85 degrees today. Sky's out, thighs out.
Sky's out, thighs out.
Sky's out, thighs out.
Yeah, you have nice legs, so don't worry about it.
Thanks.
Yeah, Mom.
Thanks.
You have nice legs.
I'm going to go.
Yeah. He never
put my head in the dryer.
He never wanted to reject a compliment more in his life. Shut up, Mom.
I don't even want to say.
I don't have nice legs.
No, I do have nice legs.
You do have nice legs.
But the reason I'm doing this is because my wife.
It looks like you're losing some leg hair, though, like Dad.
I know. You see,
where's it going?
Can you guys see that? How this it's side, like smooth?
This side over here.
Smooth legs. I have like a woman's legs. Look at how I'm pointing my toe.
Oh, God. It's like Grandma used to tweeze the four hairs.
I mean, it's
she
insane.
Had.
I think it's from the friction of my jeans.
It is.
Yeah.
That's why you have it.
But it's, I mean, it looks insane. but then also, like, why is it on the front? Is there friction on the jeans there, too?
Look at the leg.
Do you have it, too?
No. Look at my leg.
What is that?
He's very hairy.
What is that? I'm hairy, too, but
no,
I just have.
No, Eric and I have different hair. So I'm only legs. Like, that's, yeah. I don't have anything
like,
on my
even
back.
Even look at your beard. Like, your beard doesn't fully grow in some spots.
I know,
but
right,
like,
right
my beard, full, my beard's full.
You do.
But then I have holes in my leg hair. I got back hair.
I have none.
You have no back hair?
I have, like, four that pop up, like, on my shoulder.
Do you, have, do you go Yankee? Do you yank them out?
For my back?
For your back hair?
No.
Oh, you just let them grow?
Yeah, when I take a shirt off, you can take a look.
You'll
have to like really look for some.
And you'll be like, ooh, you got like four whiskers coming out.
Exactly. That's, yeah, whiskers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get long.
I have a hair that grows like out of my eye. It literally, comes out from like here.
I'm dead serious. My mustache. So the beard doesn't come in full. I mean, I'm struggling right here and here. Give it another couple weeks. This is 2 weeks, by the way. Not a lot.
Yeah.
I sneeze. And my mustache grows. It's ridiculous how fast this comes in. Because there was a time frame from like, I don't know, eighth grade to like junior year of college that all I could grow was a mustache. And for some reason, I guess that was the only thing I was shaving.
Yeah.
So it's like abnormally grows much thicker than everything else.
That's good. If you do go to prison and you need to join MS-13, you go with that.
I'll just go with that all the way, goatee?
Or no, just, goatee. Get the middle part of the goatee out.
Might
so it's just
the Antonio Banderas.
Yeah, do the Antonio B, And then you'd be like, I've done bad things to get here, Holmes. What? It's okay. We are Latino.
I don't know if this is a bad word or not, but what are you talking about, pendejo?
Pendejo? Yeah. I don't think that's a bad word.
It sounds like a bad word.
I don't know. I think we're allowed.
Oh, okay.
I think you're allowed at a quarter of a thing. You're allowed to do it.
We made tamales recently.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're good.
Yeah.
We're good. You missed out
on the Romero reunion.
I wanted to go.
That was cool.
So bad.
I enjoyed it because, it was the ages. All the kids have babies.
Yeah, was it
all the kids now?
It was
adults.
It was. It was very cool because the last time we were together was when we had that lightning strike, and everybody was kids. You were all kids, and here you are, all adults with kids.
I was looking at the photos. Monique's son was there, and I didn't even realize until I saw the photos that was him. When he's like over like 6'3" or something.
Yeah, he's very tall.
His dad's tall. So,
Aiden.
Yes.
Sorry, Aiden.
But yeah, I didn't realize it was him the whole time we were there. But he used to skate when they would come over here in the half pipe. His dad was a skateboarder. I thought that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
He was all tatted up.
Is that guy still around?
Is he still around?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
Oh, cool.
Virginia.
Yeah. He knows Tony Hawk.
Yeah, because he was a skater.
Tony Hawk came to my job. He did.
Really?
Yeah, he played. He played the game.
He BTB'd?
Yeah. Yeah, nice. He BTB'd. So did the Atlanta Housewives, and they had a full-on fight at the facility.
Fake one?
It didn't seem fake.
And with cameras?
Cameras were there, but they met up to squash a beef, and it didn't get squashed.
Oh, no.
And there was, hair pulling.
They
went in.
They go in.
They were, fully being, so we had security and stuff that, was like, oh, shit, we thought you were just filming today. And they're like.
Yeah, they were going at it.
Yeah. And then, you probably don't care, but, Waka Flocka came to the D.C. location.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a food. That's a person.
Waka Flocka is an awesome rapper.
That's a thing I don't want to know. We're at time. This has been fun. These shorts are too short, but Liz likes them. That's all that matters.
Leave it for your wife.
You need to get her. Yeah. Have her buy some.
Otherwise,
more for
mom's going
to
start complimenting your legs podcast ever. Mom, say one more nice thing about Eric's legs.
I love his legs. They're great.
It's getting cut out. Everybody's name stays in, but that a compliment from my mom on my legs
Eric,
is getting cut
great
out.
Legs.
That's enough. All right, we'll see you soon. Thanks for doing it.
Love you, man.
Love you too.